This is the KGEZ Good Morning Show with John Hendricks and Robin Mitchell. Now, Glacier Banks Community Conversations. 15 minutes with one of Northwest Montana's newsmakers.
Glacier Banks totally free checking saves you both time and money. Visit your nearest Glacier Bank office today. There's a convenient location near you. Glacier Bank, member FDIC and an equal housing lender. And today we welcome from Land to Hand, Andrea Getz.
Good morning, Andrea.
Morning. Thanks for having me again.
Sure. You bet. So we're going to clean the falls.
Yes. It seems like, all Glacier Banks around the valley tend to host city cleanups around Earth Day. And so on April 27th, in Columbia Falls, the Glacier Bank will be hosting Clean the Falls. You know, when all the snow melts and all the trash starts showing up along the streets, you're like, oh, I think our city could be a little cleaner, right?
I wonder where all that trash comes from.
Right? Like, who's throwing that out there?
I haven't thrown anything out of the car in 50 years.
My parents used to say, don't litter. You know, don't ever throw anything out. When is Earth Day officially?
You know, I think this year it's actually like April 22nd or something.
That's just Monday.
Yeah, okay.
That's going to be a big day in your life, Robin.
Yeah, I'm getting some knees retooled.
Ooh.
But,
I'm going to do it on Earth Day. Why? There you go, Robin.
Maybe I should go out and get some Earth shoes before I do that. But anyway, you're going to target the 27th, huh?
Yeah, so it seems like that, you know, there's a big Earth Day Expo taking place on April 20th at FBCC, and we're participating in that. And so we're trying to have our big garden cleanup on the 27th in conjunction with Glacier Bank in Columbia Falls. So the way Clean the Falls works, if anyone hasn't been there before, is you kind of show up to Glacier Bank in Columbia Falls. They usually have trash bags you can grab, you know, some gloves, some other tools. And then they might have some coffee and donuts, which is really nice when you get up early to go do some service for your community. Yeah. And so you check in at Glacier Bank in Columbia Falls. You know, it's right on the highway of the intersection of Nucleus and the highway. Let them know that you're participating. You know, I think it's good for them to see that there's community interest. And so you tell them where in the city that you're going to go. They have this big map. They'll highlight your area. They'll say, great.
Excellent. And so this is a week from this Saturday.
Yes.
Got time to plan, and I think we can arrange some good weather for that day, too.
Yeah, call it in. Make it happen. Okay.
So what kind of projects are you looking at?
Yeah, so at the Wildcat Garden, we're kind of starting our garden cleanup. You know, we've had our Wildcat Garden kids in there for the last week or so, which has been nice. We actually hosted some students from Kalispell in there this last week, and they helped weed a bit, which was great. But we'll be building and filling some raised beds. We'll be starting some seeds. We'll be picking up litter around the building. And we might be staining some boards on our porch for our building, but that's TBD, depending on how many volunteers we get.
Okay.
But, you know, the cool thing about Clean the Falls is the Wildcat Garden is a location, and we want our volunteers to show up and come help us clean the garden. But if that's too much for you and you're like, I want to participate in Clean the Falls, but I don't want to leave my block, that is also fine, right? Okay. You can go outside your house, clean up the street that you live on, and that's participating. We just want people to get involved and help clean up their community in some way.
Okay, now you mentioned filling raised beds, new soil, or what are you talking about? Are these raised beds that are empty right now, I guess is what I'm saying?
You know, when you use the raised beds and they sit over the winter, sometimes the soil just gets compacted and gets a little bit less, and, you know, it gets used up. And so we'll probably be building some new ones just because some of the raised beds in the garden have been there since the very beginning and, you know, wood naturally degrades over time, which is fine.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just constant upkeep. And so replacing some of those that have been damaged and then, refilling them with soil. Well,
I've never been to Wildcat Gardens. What's the location in Columbia Falls?
Yeah, so our address is 279 Veteran Drive, which we're kind of on the corner of these two roads. And so the junior high address is 1805 Talbot Road. Yeah. So either of those addresses will get you there. Okay. You can also just type in the Columbia Falls Junior High into Google Maps. That, Wildcat Garden, or Lantahan Columbia Falls will all get you there.
Okay.
Yeah, so we all have phones with GPS. Them, so use them, right? Yeah. Andrea Getz, our guest, and it's food for all. We'll get into that after this.
Do looks matter? In this case, yes. You're here with Cambria Ulrich for Glacier Bank, member FDIC. If you take pride in the way our town looks, and we have a feeling you do, you'll help clean the fish April 27th. Caring locals gather at Glacier Bank, 319 East 2nd Street, at 8:30 a.m. Coffee, juice, and breakfast in the parking lot, then out into nearby neighborhoods to tidy things up. Trash bags, gloves, and reflective vests will be provided. Back at the bank, lunch is served at 11:30. High fives and big thanks for all your hard work, plus prizes. A $100 gift card for adults and two bikes in different sizes for kids. Glacier Bank appreciates you being there, for cleaning the fish, and for taking pride in our community. The way our town looks makes a difference. What truly matters? Your caring.
Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. Here again is John Hendricks.
And today we're talking about Land to Hand and Columbia Falls in general, and Andrea Getz is our guest. So Andrea, food for all, how do we do that?
Yes. So if you can't tell by the name, we want everyone to have access to food, specifically local food. So the best way to access that up here is during the market season, obviously, because that's the growing season. And, you know, it's hard to get local food in the middle of December, January. So we really push it from May to October. And the Land to Hand booth, we have a bunch of different food for all programs. And the biggest one that we do is called Double Snap Dollars. So we're part of a statewide coalition of organizations that are at farmers markets. And so people who have SNAP, which is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which are essentially food benefits from the government, you can qualify for based on your income and family size and other things.
These are the little, basically, debit cards.
Yes, exactly. They're debit cards that you can use at the grocery store to buy food. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people don't think you can use those at farmers markets because, you know, you think of farmers markets, some of them are cash only. And a lot of them have been taking like credit cards more recently as farmers, you know, get up with technology. But it's still hard to take SNAP because it's like this big thing. You have to apply with the government to be like a SNAP retailer. And so Land to Hand and other organizations across the state have kind of taken that burden away from farmers. And so we've done all that groundwork. So we have a booth at the Kalispell and Whitefish Farmers Markets, and people can come up to us and redeem their SNAP benefits. And we can actually match their money. So if they take $30 off of their EBT card, we'll send them away with $60 to go spend at the market.
These are coupons, right?
Yeah, they're little plastic coins that you can spend just like cash.
Okay, then you can take those around to any of the booths you want and buy whatever you need.
Yeah, so when you redeem your SNAP off of your card, you can spend those coins. They're color-coded. You can spend them on any SNAP-eligible item. So that includes, you know, bread, meat, cheese, in addition to fresh produce. And then the $30, that's the full match that we can match, right? Mm-hmm. So if you redeem $20 off your card, we'll match you $20. If you redeem $10, we'll match you $10, mm-hmm. up to $30. And so the double SNAP dollar match that we give the people who redeem SNAP, it can only be spent on fresh produce. So vegetables, fruits, plants that grow food. So if you, you know, redeem them in May and you want to buy some strawberry plants or tomato plants, this is a good time.
Yeah. Boy, that's perfect because, boy, they make you a lot of tomatoes.
Exactly. Yeah, you get a lot of bang for your buck on that one.
That's really good. And so if you're in SNAP, don't overlook the farmers markets.
Yeah, and other farmers markets around the state also do this program. They're just not run by Land to Hand. You know, we have a hand in assisting them to run it themselves. So if you are looking for places to go and you're not going to be in Kalispell or Whitefish, you can go to doubledollarsmt.com and you can see all of the locations across the state. And there's lots of them. And people can use, if you're just here for the summer and you have SNAP benefits from another state, you can still redeem them in Montana at the farmers markets. Yeah. Mm.
That's a fantastic thing, and people should be taking advantage of that. It's fresh food, and it's delicious, and it's probably a little better for you than what you're going to get.
For sure, yeah. Local food is harvested at the height of its freshness, so it tastes better. It has more nutritional value, and also you're keeping those federal dollars local, which we think is really important. Yes. Our Double SNAP Dollar program put, you know, over $20,000 into the local farming economy last summer.
So when are the farmers markets going to start popping up?
Kalispell starts in May. I want to say May 4th, the first Saturday in May. Mm-hmm. And then Whitefish starts at the end of May.
So we're on the cusp.
Exactly. We're trying to, you know, warn people now so you start coming to the markets. All and if you have questions, find us at the market. We have a huge branded land-to-hand tent. And Erica in Kalispell, she's very knowledgeable and personable.
Okay. Let's be bold. That's next. Robin, we'll dive into that with you after this.
You look around Columbia Falls, the stunning mountains, crystal clear lakes, beautiful valleys, and litter. Spring has revealed the need for caring people to tidy up our town. This is Caleb Bauman with Glacier Bank, member FDIC, hoping you'll help us clean the falls April 27th. Meet at Glacier Bank, 822 Nucleus Avenue at 9 a.m. Students, clubs, service organizations, moms, dads, kids, and grandparents, everyone who cares about our community is welcome to help. After picking up the trash left behind this winter, lunch will be served by the Columbia Falls Lions Club and fantastic prizes will be awarded. It will be a great day, one Glacier Bank is proud to be a part of. Questions? Come by Glacier Bank in Columbia Falls or call us at 406-751-4767. Thanks to you, our town will shine again.
Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. Here again is Robin Mitchell.
You got to be thinking about fresh produce, you know, local produce, how great it is. My dad talked about bananas when he was in the Navy. You know, he said, oh, fresh bananas, fresh off the tree. You can't, you know, because we get them green and shipped in here. So anyway, you have fundraising needs and a couple of events coming up in May. Can you tell us about Let's Be Bold Ladies Networking event? What's that all about?
Well, you guys can't come.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay. Oh.
It's ladies only. So this is a quarterly event that the Whitefish Chamber of Commerce has been hosting in Whitefish at different businesses. And we get to host it this time in May. So we're really excited. We're partnering with the North Valley Food Bank to host it as kind of nonprofits, you know, and talking to all these ladies and businesswomen in Whitefish about the needs of nonprofits and, you know, what we've kind of been dealing with as far as staffing and the work we've been doing in the community. And so it's a really great networking event because everyone who attends gets to introduce themselves and give a little spiel about what they do and if they have any announcements they want to share or if they're looking to connect with someone specifically. It's just a really great event to mix with other people, meet new people, see what's happening in your community.
Okay, now that's on Wednesday, May 8th. What's the location for that for the ladies?
If you want the Google Maps, you just type in Land to Hand, Whitefish.
Oh, it's at yours. Okay.
But the address is 311 East 1st Street in Whitefish. So we're in the same building as the Whitefish Review. That's what's facing the street. But if you walk south down the alley between Whitefish Review and Malmquist, then you'll find our entrance in the alley.
Okay, so you know, I didn't realize it was right there at your location. Now that's on May 8th and it's a ladies only event. John, we've been left out.
Not quite.
You've got another event.
Yeah, so the next day, May 9th, and that's a Thursday, we're having a community pint night at Black Star. So we're so thankful for them for hosting us for that. So for every pint that's sold that day, they will give us a dollar. So if you're looking to support Land to Hand, you know, go have a beer with your friends, go to Black Star on May 9th.
And we'll have more fun than the ladies will, Rob.
Yeah, that's right. And you're also going to have swag on sale there?
Yeah, so we'll have a little pop-up Who's Your Farmer merch shop there. So swing on by, get your Who's Your Farmer shirt. We have some really cute veggie earrings, radishes, carrots, corn.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, hats. Well, lots of things.
Let me nibble on your ear. Anyway, that's at Community Pint Night the next night. So Wednesday, May 8th, plan on ladies on Ladies Let's Be Bold networking event. We heard all about that. And the next night, guys, we can rendezvous at Black Star. Is that where it's going to be?
Yep, Black Star in downtown Whitefish.
Okay, Community Pint Night.
Why is it that I get the impression that the women are going to be a little more responsible than we are, Robin?
I don't know, but they can attend the next night, too.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Sure. Co-ed at Black Star.
All so, right. You know, you guys can commiserate on the 8th and straighten us out on the 9th.
Andrea Getz, as always, thanks so much for all you, your staff, and volunteers do to keep us all healthy here in the Flathead.
Thanks for having me.
It's Glacier Bank's Community Conversations, the service of Glacier Bank, where your checking is totally free. Just about anywhere you are in Northwest Montana, you'll find a Glacier Bank office nearby. Keeping you connected to your friends and your community, an important part of the mission of Glacier Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.